It's now time for a very Riding on a Dragon edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I'm joined with the con maker himself, Basher.
I'm sorry, the con maker?
Yeah, you're the con maker.
I make the cons?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You should know, anytime I play a Doom game, I skip all of the cutscenes.
You're telling me you don't go to Doom for the story?
I hate to break it to you guys, but I'm missing out on some big lore drops, but sorry, I can't do it this time, guys.
That's just you disappoint me. We are here to talk about Doom the Dark Ages. But before that, 574-651-9256. You can let us know what you think about Doom 2016, Doom Eternal, Doom, Doom 2, the final Doom, PlayStation Doom, or Doom the Dark Ages. You can text us. You can email us. You can call us. You can do whatever you want with that. I guess you can't do whatever you want with that number. But if you want to speak I'm not going to pick up if you call, but I mean, if you need to call it, I guess you could. I mean, I'm not going to, I don't.
Wait, but does it just go to straight voicemail? Does it not ring for you?
I don't know. I've never called it. I don't really know.
Well, we've had calls, so clearly it does not ring because you would have.
No, it might have, but it's just it's with our old YouTube account. So like it goes to an email. I don't really check. So I don't know. Anyways, Doom the Dark Ages. That's what we're here to talk about. This is the third entry in the Doom reboot, whatever you want to call it, from the id Software and Bethesda Studios. This was sort of rebooted with 2016 and in Doom Eternal in 2020. And now we are at Doom the Dark Ages. Here are the details. Become the Slayer in a medieval war against hell. Doom the Dark Ages is the prequel to the critically acclaimed Doom 2016 and Doom Eternal that tells an epic cinematic story of the Doom Slayer's legend. In this third installment of the modern Doom series, players will step into the bloodstained boots of the Doom Slayer in the never-before-seen dark and sinister medieval war against hell. Doom the Dark Ages is a dark fantasy and sci-fi single-player experience that delivers the searing combat and over-the-top visuals of the incomparable Doom franchise powered by the latest id Tech engine. Stand and fight as the super weapon of gods and kings shed enemies with devastating favorites like the super shotgun while also wielding a variety of new bone-chewing weapons, including the versatile shield saw. Players will stand and fight on the demon-infested battlefields in this vicious, grounded combat like the original Doom is famous for. Take flight atop the new fierce mecha dragon, stand tall in a massive Atlan mech, and beat demons to a pulp with the newly enhanced glory kill system. Only the Slayer has the power to wield these devastating tools of mayhem. Doom the Dark Ages. Let's talk about it.
You've been clamoring for this game, man. Like, here I am trying to play quality titles like pinky finger up cop simulators and such, and you want me to play this Doom game all the time? I don't get it. The last one's pretty good. I'll give you that. The first one was phenomenal. Something about this one, before I even played it, I'm just kind of like, I'll get to it. You know, I will say I was not disappointed. However, I do have some thoughts. Like, where are you at with this game?
Yeah, I'm with you, and like I've got some thoughts about it. And to say like I was hyped for it is 100% true. To say I was like Doom Eternal was a different level of hype for me because off of as a Doom fan, Doom 2016 being as good as it was and is. It's a very interesting story just in the history of gaming. But I will stand by Doom Eternal is one of the best, if not the best, first-person shooter ever made. I will stand on that that hill, and I'm not going
to... I won't disagree with that.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, it's a perfect game by any means, but I look at it a lot like with Devil May Cry 4 and 5. It's like, from what this game is trying to accomplish from a first-person shooter aspect... I don't think anything's ever even gotten close to these sort of chaos, these sort of synergy that that game has. So when they announced that they were doing a prequel, I was very interested. I also kind of thought they were done with Doom because the Ancient Gods DLC slash standalone sort of put a bow on that. I was like, I was fine with that kind of thing. So when they said the Dark Ages, like, okay, I'm going to be there day one. When they talked about it's going to be stand and fight, I was definitely intrigued. But I also was like, man, this is going to be such a departure from Eternal. But at the same time, I was like, okay, that's cool, though. Like, they're obviously going to take some stuff that they've learned from 2016 in Eternal and sort of do it in a more stand and fight. So I was interested to see how they would do it. I walked away from the Dark Ages, I don't want to say disappointed, because I'm not, but it did not blow me away in any way, but it also did not disappoint me in any major way. It is a good game that I think is, the biggest problem is that the games that came out before it were just better. It's the best way I can say it.
There's something about this game that just felt a bit off, which is a good thing because it's the third entry, so it should feel, it should try new things. And Doom, I think, is one of those games where it's a first-person shooter where you can really kind of do whatever you want, and you can kind of add whatever you want and make it make sense somehow. I mean, hence the flying dragons and whatnot. I mean, that said, I don't know what this game does better than the other games. You know, like, even 2 had a couple of things that it kind of improved upon. I mean, even in Dark Ages, like, the just the glory kills kind of suck. I don't know why it bothered me. It's a very simple jump kick or jump shotgun or jump saw in half motion. It wasn't any cool animations, fun QTEs or anything like that. It was just really just, it felt like a step back. And then the parry system, it felt like, although I know it was built from the ground up with this in mind, it still felt for some reason tacked on. Like, just didn't feel good. You know, like when you hit a parry in a Dark Souls game, you get that dong and time dilation and like a big hit. Like, it feels like you did something, you know. Or if you get those back to back parries in Expedition 33, it feels like you really just locked in and beat the system somehow. Whereas like in Doom, it's kind of like, press the button and you parry. Like, what happens after that? I don't know. Like, you get some kind of effect maybe, but other than that, like, it doesn't feel, for a Doom game, it lacks the visceral reaction that I expect to get from a Doom game.
Yeah, and it is a weirdly paced game, in my opinion. It's not badly paced, but it's weirdly paced in that, similar to Eternal, in that it teaches you how to play the game through the first half, and then you have a couple missions where they sort of sprinkle in some extra flavor, and then the last quarter of the game, it's like, go crazy. We've given you everything, have some fun. You know, we're going to kind of start throwing some interesting things at you. We're going to throw you some combinations that you're not used to. And by the time you get there, I think it makes sense. However, I felt that in Doom Eternal, like, I never felt like I was better than the game. I never felt like I was not learning. Like, I mean, it's not perfect. Like, I'm sure there was times like, okay, this room's a little redundant, et cetera. I'm not saying like it's perfect by any means. But whereas Doom the Dark Ages is like, okay, I shield parry, got it, done. Okay, now what? Oh, okay, you want me to do 30 minutes of this level with the thing that I just learned and these enemies? Okay, I'm not going to learn anything new until the next level. Okay, I guess that's fine. But like, it just seems a little bit, not even redundant, but it's like, I don't really need this much game right now to teach me the shield throw or the shield bash or the whatever. So in that regard, it's, to say that it's off is correct. However, I think eventually it becomes less off, but it's the pacing that's the problem. What I'll say is, is that I still don't quite know how I feel about the parry, even at the end of the game. You do get these, this is sort of closer to the midpoint slash last half of when you do a parry, you get a lightning bolt or a turret, or I don't remember what the third one is. So like it gives you a reason to parry other than to just not get hit sort of thing. But other than that, the parry, it's too forgiving in my opinion, and you can sort of drop that window. But like you said, when I hit a parry in a game, typically that's like the hardest thing to do. You know, like it's been ingrained in us that's the hardest thing to do because of the timing window, et cetera. But in here, it's almost essential. And the only reason it's essential is because you just don't want to get hit. So you've got your shield, et cetera. So let me bring this all back around. So to say that your feelings are correct, I think it gets better. What doesn't get better, though, is that I think that the suite of the entire Dark Ages like thing of like the weapons, the shield, the parries, the Mecha Dragon, the Atlan, I don't think it's nearly as much fun as Doom Eternal was even by the end of it. So it sounds like I don't like the game, but no, I still actually really enjoyed the game. So I guess my question to you would be is that what are the things that stand out to you that you do enjoy? Because there's a couple things that I can point to that bring it forward for me.
I like the general map layout. I do like how the arenas are sort of connected in a way that you kind of loop around a lot in this game. And so you feel like you're moving around, feel like you're doing something, but you're not really going anywhere. I think it does a good job of keeping a player moving, exploring, finding treasures and secrets and keys in a way where it feels natural. I do like that a lot. I do like the breaks in gameplay. Like every now and then you will hop on a dragon and do like some dragon thing. Although that could have been fleshed out a little bit better. But just the fact that you're doing something different is cool. Like I remember, I think it was the second Doom where their idea of breaking up the shooting was like jumping puzzles almost, or platforming, and that sucked. So like I'd much rather the dragon riding or something like that. There's overall the game is very well made, you know, like it's not a lot that the game does wrong or bad. It is one of those cases, it's a sad case of a good sequel giving you more, giving you a similar experience, but not a truly uplifting experience, I guess.
Yeah, I think part of the problem is that, like, to me, this feels like a Gears 1, you know, like a... It doesn't really build off of Doom 2016 and Eternal the way that Eternal built off of 2016, if that makes sense. They kind of took everything from 16 and then did their own thing, but like the style was very similar. This is a complete rewrite from top to bottom. The enemies look different. They act differently. You're not about run and gun. You're not about speed. You're not about, you know, all these things that they were sort of able to build on. So whatever... You know, they are doing DLC for this, and I'm curious how it goes. But they had 2016 to sort of try some things. They figured out what worked, what didn't work. And then Eternal, they were able to kind of hit the ground running. And this almost, even though it's a prequel, does feel like a completely new game. I mean, it's just, it's not, the only thing that's similar to it in 2016 and Eternal is that it's the same Doom Slayer, but that's about it. Like, there's nothing. And like you said, the glory kills are in there, but they are not nearly as, the glory kills were
they
almost...
suck.
I don't know if they suck, but it's not the focal point.
It's just like a haymaker or a dropkick. It's not.
It can be. Yeah, it's not nearly as dynamic as the way that it was like in Eternal, like, and even 2016. Like it was almost you could do a different glory kill depending on you're in front of them, back of them, below them, jump on them, etc. There are other things that you can do here, but there's not nearly as many. Pass to it. Like there's definitely times like I've used the shield and he'll, you know, he'll chop a demon's head off, or if you hit him from a certain angle, like from the back to the right, you know, he'll go a lot of it just involves just like dismemberment, whereas Eternal and 2016 would do, you know, like a neck snap, or they would do sort of some over the top, like shove a grenade in the Kako demon's mouth, or with the Arachnotron, like he would, you know, open up his little crate thing and take a grenade out and then shove it in his mouth and then stab him in the, like, they were very over the top on purpose. And this, I think they felt that they couldn't really do that because it would really mess up the flow of sort of the stand and fight mentality. I get where they're going with it. At the same time, like, yeah, it's, to even call it the glory kill system, I think, is the problem, because it's really not. Like, simply because you put them in a stun state and you kill them doesn't mean that it's a glory kill, if that makes sense. But
no, it does make sense. It's just that's what I mean. Like, it's, I guess they dropped the, I mean, they didn't build upon the glory kill system, and that bothers me because it was so fun and cool before. I feel like they were building, I feel like they were building on that. And now it's kind of like they list leveled that out and said, what if we gave you a shield and a parry system?
Right.
That could have been cool, but I think it's like, even like God of War, the reboot series, like, parrying the Valkyries was a thing, you know, like it was rewarding, it was impactful, and then punishing that Valkyrie with these big swings, these ripping tears, these very Doom like just ripping the part of people and things, it just felt very just raw and metal. But this doesn't have that, like it does, but it's just not as, it's pulled back somehow, and it just feels so weird.
Yeah, and it's, again, you're not wrong, but it, to me, it's just different, and I think that's probably the biggest. I still can't quite put my finger on it, and for me, I think what it's out. I just don't eat your microphone, folks. It's so different that you kind of want to play it like 16 or Eternal, and you can't. But what I will say is that I also don't really like the sliders thing. Of this is by far the easiest Doom out of this new trilogy or whatever, and I think that's a problem because you can mess with the game speed, you can mess with like the parry window and stuff. But it's like, I also kind of don't want to do that. But I did because a lot of people online were basically saying like, hey, like, if this game was too easy for you, try this. And it was basically like you did like 130% game speed, you dropped the parry window to its lowest, and it really did sort of bring back some of what you're looking for, I think. And I think it's that chaos, that just sort of like managing that chaos and just bumping up the game speed and tightening that parry window, it makes it more rewarding. Because it's like, okay, like the parry just isn't that easy to hit. Like if I miss the parry, it's a problem now. And not only is it a problem, like the speed is just so much better. It doesn't fix that problem that you're having, but it does make it a lot better. So to me, it just seems like this, I don't say they didn't have time to play test it, but it just seems like their goal with this game was a little bit different. It's also one of those damned if you don't, because there were so many people that complained about the glory kill system of just like, oh my God, I don't want to like kill this thing and have to do this animation every time I need health. And then there was the Doom Eternal haters are, oh my God, I don't want to have to do this and this and that. And it's just like, so they sort of brought it back, they reeled it back in and gave you more of a stand and fight, which is a little bit easier to sort of, you know, do, I guess you could say. But I just don't think it's nearly as much fun as those other two. I don't think the stand and fight here is as much fun as run and gun, or in the case of Doom Eternal, like, you know, run, gun, fly, you know, whatever. And that's to say that it's not, I agree with you, but I guess for me, it's just different. And it's not, it doesn't click with me as well as the other sort of formulas do.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like this feels like more of a spinoff than a sequel.
That's fair.
It feels like it's more of a sidestep than a building upon what was previously made, and they were heading in the right direction. So to pivot in any sort of way that to appease naysayers, which was, I think, a bad idea. I think this is something, this is a series of games where you want to stand tall with your core gameplay audience. So these are the people who are going to be there day in and day out every single year you put out this game. So like, go harder, go more metal, go more gory, go more glory kills, if anything. I mean,
I'm with you, but at the same time, like, I do commend them for trying something new with every game. Like,
that's not my issue at all. Like, please try new things, but you can try new things and still keep what was still there. Like, because the glory kills are pulled back, if anything. If you would have just kept it the same, even, I think I would have complained a little less. But these, like, there are things that are pulled back in this game. I feel like, no, just keep it the same and then add your shield mechanic and your parry system, which, again, like, I think is just fine. There are some shield mechanics in this game that are super fun, very Captain America-esque at times, bouncing it from one enemy to the next, or using it to in very specific situations to blow up enemies or whatnot. However, it doesn't feel like I'm playing this chaotic metal anything can happen game. It feels more like I'm playing a rhythm based game. Like, it doesn't feel, it feels less chaotic, less and more cure the enemy types. You get the reds, you got the blues, you block the reds, you parry the greens, and like it's so visually Parappa the Rapper and not just like doom metal. Boom. Like, even the music, I feel like, isn't hitting as hard as the previous games.
Yeah, Mick Gordon's not here, and that's a whole controversy. No, you're not wrong. And I think the other part for me, and so I do want to like pivot to what I do enjoy, but like, I think the look of the game is also part of, I don't want to say it's the problem, but it's so if you pull up Doom Eternal and you pull up Doom the Dark Ages and you look at just the sheer size of the levels, massively different. And this is the first time an id Tech engine, as far as I know, and I'm sure there's something else out there, but this game is like, it's not open world, but there are levels that are just extremely large. And while I enjoy parts of that, it also doesn't look like the other games. Like those other games, I don't like, cartoony is not the right, it doesn't go for realism. Whereas I feel like the world in this game is going for realistic, and it's also like sort of the palette and everything. It's not very Hell, you know, it's none of those things. It's a different game. It's a different aspect. And I just don't know that it works nearly as well from a design standpoint to people that know Doom. If this was a Captain America game and you just moved, you know, you just didn't, instead of having demons, you had different types of soldiers and, you know, instead of a mancubus, you had a big turret guy that had, like, they could be the same game, you know, like, and there really wouldn't be a huge thing. Like, it would not take that much work. You could skin this game as Captain America and I think it would work. And that's just because of the way it looks, like, et cetera. Like, you could even claim and just instead of medieval, just change the buildings to World War II style, and then you've got a new game. So it's not the most generic, but
honestly,
it's,
you could,
yeah, you might be able to, yeah. Like, it's, I think the look of it plays a huge factor in that it looks phenomenal, like it looks amazing. However, does it look good?
And it runs great,
right?
Yeah. It runs great too.
Like, does it look good? It looks amazing for what it is, but does it look good? And that's where I think you could say parts of it are. I think there's some parts that look better than others. So
I think the issue for me is the environments, a lot of the environments are more wide open, and you can see like off into the distance, you can see like sky and stuff. And it's like, you can see the negative space. This negative space stands out more now. Where I feel like the previous games, it felt a little bit more claustrophobic, and there were more things. It's just not things to interact with, but just things to to see hide behind hit or lose bullets to inside of the actual arena. Whereas now that I can see more stuff, I can see more negative space, I can see there's nothing there. You know, it's just,
and it's just, I think, yeah, they off. They go back to the well a little too many times about, like, there's the reason why, like, I'm not just like, no, screw this game. Because I think there's a lot of it that doesn't quite work. I think a lot of it's good, not great. But what I will say is by the second half of that game, when you have most of everything, there's a weight to the Doomslayer that is just awesome. Like, every time you hit the ground and you do that little shockwave thing, it never gets old. Like, he feels heavy. He feels like he's still mobile. By far the best double barrel shotgun they've ever made, or super shotgun they've ever made. The move that you can do by holding left trigger and then and basically doing like a dash across the
I like that. I like that a lot.
Like, you can get in, you can get out, but like you said, there's a lot of space, and it seems like the only reason they use that space is like, hey, because we're gonna drop instead of 7 fodder enemies, they literally will drop like 40 on you now. Like, we're gonna do a line of shielded guys, and then we're gonna do a line of these guys that you just need to bounce the shield between. Like, Doom Eternal did the same thing, but it had so much more possibility to it. Depending on what enemy was there, it's like, okay, it's almost like a chess match. Like, these are my pieces, my guns are my pieces, and the enemy are the demons, and I have to know which piece to use when, etc. And this feels like it tries to do that. However, it doesn't, I don't want to say force you, but whereas Doom Eternal, you had to learn how to play it, you can kind of play the Dark Ages any way you want. Like, you can totally just have the super shotgun the entire time. And I think that's what most people are going to do. They're going to find two weapons that they really like, and they're going to kind of stick to those. And then you can kind of, I don't want to say walk through the game, but like, you really don't have to do anything else. Whenever like new demons and stuff show up, you might have to change your speed maybe a little bit, or maybe you have to learn the new parries, but it's not a chess match anymore. It still kind of feels like checkers the way that 2016 was. However, like you said, because they have these giant open spaces, it's like, I feel like I should be playing chess in this space, but I'm not. Like, I hit the ground, everything around me dies, and then I see in the distance, I see this group of enemies. Okay, I'm going to throw my shield, bounce off of them. I see these guys with the shields. I'm going to pull out this particular weapon that makes them explode, throw my shield at that. Like, there's that repetition that hits, and I don't think it ever gets to the point to where it feels great to play it like over and over. Like, you kind of see what it has to offer. You clear out a space. And it's like, okay, I'm gonna pull up my map now. I'm gonna look around, and okay, I gotta go find the secret, or I'm just gonna walk to the next area. It doesn't have that chess match feel. So I think for people like you and I that are sort of like, I need something a little bit more engaging, I think that they missed the mark when it comes to tuning. I think they just missed it. Like, I think it needs to be more difficult. I think enemies either need to hit harder, or there needs to be something that is sort of upping the game speed, or something to make it feel a little bit more chaotic, because I don't feel like I'm playing chess. I feel like I'm just sort of a stand and fight, but I'm not really fighting. I'm more just like standing, and things are just kind of happening around me. So I still enjoy it. You know, I really do. Like, I had a great, yeah. I had a great time, right, with the game, but it's, I think
the, yeah, I want to make it very clear. The game is good.
Right.
The problem is it's not
as good as those other two games.
So. Yeah, like I think you said it plenty of times in the show before. It's like the best 8 out of 10 game you'll play. Like, it's like a great, it's a great 8 out of 10. This is more of a soft 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's definitely good, but man, like. After a few hours, I'm just like, can I just go play the other Doom now?
Right.
Like,
I played Eternal in like January. I did a complete nightmare playthrough of Eternal and Ancient Gods, and it's like, it still hits. You know, like, it still hits. And when you get in those situations and you get to the Ancient Gods, it's like, okay, like, I have to be on my game. Like, this is a workout. Never felt that in the Dark Ages. And so, like, is that a problem? Yes, but it's also not, you know, like, it's not the game's fault that I just really like Doom Eternal, you know, like it's,
no, that's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Like, yeah,
it's not. But at the same time, there are some things that are just straight up not as good from a design standpoint. It doesn't have to be Eternal. For one, the story is absolute trash. Stop.
Okay. I'll ask you then, why is the story trash? Because I don't watch any Doom cutscene ever for no reason. So, like, why is this one way worse than the other one?
So, the Doom Slayer...
I'm sorry. Before you even start, I just want to say, I don't like the setting either of the... Like, I don't like the setting that there's other soldiers around me. Again, I skipped every cutscene. It probably explains why. But the idea that I'm around other soldiers, like Master Chief in Halo, right, seems stupid to me.
I really want to sit down with someone from id, and I just want to be like, look, guys, nobody cares. Like, truly. like, and I'm not saying that to be like, oh my God, nobody cares. It's like, look, this is the John Wick problem. This is the Halo problem. This is the problem with every game that had a very simplistic narrative that took off, or movie.
Yep.
John Wick, the more you learn about it, the more I'm just like, dude, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. Like, Ballerina.
Wait, you didn't watch Ballerina?
No, maybe I'll watch it on Peacock, but no, I'm not going to go out and see Ballerina. I'm just not going to do it. Like, what I care about in Doom is the Doom Slayer. I want to kill stuff, and that's it. Now,
that's it. That's really it.
Granted,
I'm a very easy man to please.
How do you do that for three games? That's a very hard question to answer. And I.
But is it though?
To an extent,
it's like it's the McDonald's problem. Put the fries in the bag. I came here for a reason. Like, I don't need, like, I don't need your once in a lifetime mushroom patty, whatever. Like, just put my fries in the bag. It's what I came here for, and this is what I love.
But every once in a while, you want to switch up your drink, or maybe you get the buffalo sauce instead of the barbecue sauce. Like,
well, then I go to Wendy's. Right. I can't eat for a very specific reason, Doom. Just give me that, and I'm happy.
And that's fair. And I think the biggest thing for me is that 2016 nailed it. Like, 2016 was just like, there was a humor there that just was not present in Eternal, and there's moments of it in the Dark Ages, but it felt like that original game understood the joke. You know, the joke is that, like, this dude does not care about anything other than protecting the human race. You know, he's a very one note and his animals he's a very one note person of just like, look, I don't care what's going on around me. I don't care about any of this stuff. Where's the demons? You know, like, where, like, how do you write story for that? Also on it for a protagonist that does not speak. That is not an easy task. However, they're not doing it well. Whatever they're deciding to do about adding, like, Doom lore and adding all of this, like, under this lore that just ties everything together and talks about Argon energy and this war that is happening. And it's like, no, like, you can have all that stuff to the side. But the problem is you've also removed that humor part completely from 95% of it's just gone. So now you just have this really it's not well told. It's not very interesting. Like, the interesting part of this whole thing when it started to me was I was like, oh, like, Doom Slayer is like being controlled and they literally fire the dude out like a missile. Like, that's cool. I'm like, okay, what's that about? Like, why is this happening? Let's talk about that. No, we're not going to talk about that. It's like, okay. Instead, we're going to talk about these other characters that somehow tie in the dude. I don't care. I do not care at all. So I don't know why they keep sort of doubling down on that. Like, Doom Eternal had a quote story, but it did not beat you over the head with cutscenes and stuff like that. And this game doesn't have that many cutscenes. It's like one per level usually. But
it's really not.
Yeah. But the stuff that's in it, I don't care. I do not care. Like, I don't. Like, and it's again, it's a problem that I don't think you can get away with three games of the same just like, I don't give a damn attitude that the Doom Slayer has. But at the same time, I don't think doubling down and creating like a Marvel-like history of just like, well, this is how this ties into this, and there's Argon energy, and there's this, and the Doom Slayer's this, and it's like, sure, fine, I get it. Like, you gotta have something to like tie everything together, but like, don't lose what made this special, and you kind of have. And that's... it's not a downward trajectory by any means. It just doesn't matter. Like, it's like Diablo. Like, Diablo has some characters, or it's even like Zelda. It's just like, okay, we got Ganondorf, we got Link, we've got Zelda. we're going to get to the end of this Zelda game and somehow Ganon is going to return and somehow I'm going to get a light arrow and somehow I'm going to kill Ganondorf. How we get there usually is not that important, but
yeah, right. I agree.
But yeah. I still know how it's going to end. It's my, you know, it's, that's fine. Every once in a while, you'll get like Twilight Princess actually had a pretty compelling story for me. Like, I thought that was really cool. It didn't take the game, like, to, it's not The Last of Us, you know? And that's the same thing with Doom. It's just like, less is more here. Like, I'm not saying that you can't be experimental, but like, you're also now going too far with it. Like, you're just going to just give me the Doom Slayer. Why does he have a mane? Let's talk about that. Like, how about, like, you know, it's just, yeah. And like,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to stop you on your very important rant because I'm digging it. As someone who's been preaching since revival, like, I don't care about your story. I came here to shoot things and chew bubble gum, you know. So, but that said, though, the story beats that I did pick up on, I completely agree. They were super fun. It was very self-aware of I'm just a Doom guy that does Doom things, and I thought that was fantastic. I just want to ask a question. He has a name now? Doom Guy?
Slayer Doom. The Doom Slayer. So, yes, he does. So, it's the same person, but the Doom Slayer is after he's basically been infused with Argent energy, which did happen in... They showed you that in Doom Eternal.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
And that's... Okay. There was... Doom Eternal had a very basic throughput of sort of introducing Argent energy, but as well as sort of introducing the new faction, which is the Con Makers. And so, like, sort of doing this, they had to introduce heaven versus hell. Like, that's kind of where they were going with it. And so I get it. It did not beat you over the head with it. There were some things that they did specifically to tie in, like, the original Doom and Doom 64. But, like, it was a very nice, just, like, little icing on the cake of, like, oh, that's kind of neat. Like, you didn't have to go back and make Doom 64 canon, but you did. You know, like, I appreciated that. That was kind of cool. And then it's like, okay, but now we've got all these other people, and now we're really like, we got like heaven and hell, we've got the devil, we've got this. And at the end of the day, like, it still got through in Doom Eternal that it was just like, yeah, that's fine. Like, I don't, sure, there's this guy, but I don't care. Like, you guys can have all this here, and he's just kind of standing there in the background, just like, I don't, okay, like, where's the next demon? Like, well, you guys do whatever you want. Just point, where's the demons? You know, like, it still had that, but this is completely different in that there's like two things going on that are entirely different places. Like, half the story is not even taking place where the Doom Slayer's at. Like, it's just like this other story that's going on that eventually gets there to the end. But even then, by the end, I was just like, that was what? Like, I don't, it, okay. Like, like, whatever. Like, that's fine. Like, where, again, I'm just here to kill stuff. So it's quite annoying, actually. And it's really confusing to why they just keep doubling down on it. And that's what I want to know. Clearly somebody over there thinks that's a good idea. I don't know why. But yeah, it's...
Yeah, I mean, they seem to be answering a question or addressing an audience that to them is vocal. But just do your Doom thing. I mean, like, again... Pretty good game all the way around. I have major complaints. It's just when the other ones exist, I don't want to play through this one fully. I'd rather just kind of do some kind of time attack or score attack in the older games. I just don't. I came here to blow things up. I'm not trying to jump into a new parry system. Like, that's the thing too. Like, it's not that the parry system and block system exists. It's that it exists in a way where it's not offensively engaging. You know, it's not in a way where it quickly gets to a point where you're blocking and you're parrying in ways that are very obviously Doom, metal, blow things up type of way. You get there eventually with certain skills and whatnot, but honestly, from that first parry, I should be knocking enemies back 3 feet. I should knock them to a wall and they explode. I should knock them to each other. There should be so much more than a neat parry system in a Doom game. Like, Doom could do more with its blocking and parrying. I mean, again, God of War did it better, which is, you're Doom Slayer.
Right. Yeah, and it's, we need to wrap up here as we're going long, but it's, I do want to emphasize, like you said, this is a good game, but it's, the problem is that the other two exist. So it makes it sound like it we're far more harsh on it. But I do think that, like, if Doom Eternal did not click for you, this one might. Like, there's, I understand some of the criticisms of Doom Eternal. I think it is a very heavy game. The complaints about the platforming are incredibly over exaggerated. Like, there's not that much in there. Also, it's not bad. Like, you might not like it, but, like, it's not designed poorly or anything like that. And I get that. It's a game that is very heavy. It is, like, hard to master. It is a workout, et cetera, et cetera. And I understand that that's not what you go to Doom for. So if you didn't like that game, you might like this one because it's not trying to be that game. That being said, if you really like Doom 2016 and you really like Doom Eternal like I did, this is just kind of there. It's like, okay, like, that was fun. I'm glad I played it. I actually don't like the Atlan sections. I think those are incredibly boring. I think that the dragon flying is, while it's one note, it's a good ice. It breaks things up in a way that I still enjoy. So, like, I had a good time with it. I'm very, very curious what they do with the DLC, because I don't think we're the only ones that feel this way. Like, good, not great kind of thing. So I'm wondering what they're going to do with that DLC. Like, are they going to go, like, okay, we heard you, too easy, here you go, good luck. Like, that's what I want to see. I want to see, like, okay, challenge me now, you know, kind of thing. Let's do this. So, whereas that's what the Ancient Gods was. Like, the Ancient Gods started you, it was a standalone game, like, which people a lot of times forget. But it started you as a completely powered Doom Slayer. Like, you had every upgrade, you had every weapon, you had everything. And it's like, okay, go. Like, now we are making this the most difficult version of this game that we could. That's what I want to see with the DLC for this. And also it's, I have a sneaking suspicion where the story is going to go, but it's like, I also still don't care. So it's a good game. I would not even call it a great game. I'm glad I played it. I think you should check it out and you should play it.
I agree.
But yeah,
like, I do not regret my time with this game. I will play more of it. Actually. It just did not grab me nearly as much as the previous ones.
Correct. And I feel like, even as, like, the biggest Doom fan, I got the collector's edition and all that, but even from the trailers and watching it, I think I said this, I was like, I'm excited for it, but just Medieval doesn't do much for me, you know, kind of thing. Like, so, like, it's just not the Doom game that's going to call out to me, kind of thing. But if you didn't like some of those other things, this might be the one for you. It looks nice. It runs great. Like, there's a lot going for it. You feel powerful. Like I said, like, I still think one of the coolest things in that game is, anytime you jump off of a hill and you hit that ground, like, it just boom, and, like, you feel like a god at some points, you know, of just, like, destroying things. The power trip can be fun, but that's kind of where it ends for me. So, yeah. So Doom the Dark Ages, play it, pass it on. Chances are you probably already have, but, like, if you're listening to this and you're just like, God, I really didn't like Eternal, give it a shot, because I think, I don't want to say this game was made for you, because it wasn't, but because they're just trying different things with every game. This is not designed nearly the same. So, and that's, it's interesting. So, but I also do wonder, are they going to do another Doom game after this?
I mean, I'm begging this team just to make my Quake Arena. Like, just do it. Like, what are you talking about? That's free money. Like with games like Splitgate 2, which we'll talk about, at least I will. I mean, the industry, the fans are begging for a Quake Arena right now. This is the time to start bringing back the Quakes and Unreal tournaments.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I don't think we're there quite yet. I think there is a hole being, I mean, like, Marathon doesn't look great. Call of Duty will always be Call of Duty. Battlefield supposedly coming out this year. Like, there's a thirst right now for non-open world stuff. I do find it funny that, like, this extraction shooter that a lot of people are chasing is, like, you know, that was just like a mode in The Division, right? Like, you guys are trying to build an entire game out of a mode. I just stop, you know, just stop. Like, that's not the point of this kind of thing. Like, your games are failing because, A, like, an extraction shooter is a very particular type of, like, shooter, and it's just weird. Whereas an arena shooter is far more open. You've got far more possibilities for it. Like, you just build maps, you build fun weapons, you go. So like, I feel like we're in that era to where people are looking for something a little bit more pick up and play, you know, style thing. So I think we could be on the cusp of like a renaissance of those things, but there, it's also extremely hard to time. Like, if they were to try to make a new Quake game now, you're looking at 2028, maybe at the very earliest, maybe 2029. If you're lucky, and it's like, by then, is anybody really going to care? And I don't know. So Splitgate 2 is pretty dope, though. So,
I mean, if the gameplay is Doom Eternal, then I think people will jump on board.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's just going to be interesting to see where they go from here, because, you know, you've spent now over 10 years making these games. I don't want to say like I want Doom to go away, because I don't, but like, and it's not nearly like a Halo Infinite thing where it's just like, you guys need to figure it out. It's more, it's just like, I'm very curious where you're going to go from here, because you sort of wrapped everything up story wise. So to me, it feels like this is a natural time to maybe go try something else. And, you know, I won't say take Doom back to the drawing board, but it's like, come up with a new idea. You know, like, you did these three games. While they're very different, they're also similar in sort of some of the ideas. Let's see what else you can do. Or maybe they have a new idea and, you know, maybe it's going to be really good, but we'll see. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode. 574-651-9256. You can check us out there. Shoot us a text message. Shoot us a voicemail if you give that phone number a call. Let us know what you think about Doom the Dark Ages. Let us know what you think about Doom Eternal and Doom 2016. So, but all right, you got anything before we log out?
I think I'm all set, sir.
Well, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with some simulator games.
Good day, sirs.